Hey, there are a number of ways we can contemplate God, and there are also multiple gods, not the least of which is our God of self. Which ways are best to help you connect with the concept of your designer or the living God? I find this list good to choose from. In nature, from macro astronomy to creatures and plants, I am blown away by what I see in the heavens. And they help me to connect with God, whether I'm looking up at the sky or reading a book, or maybe I'm out in the woods and looking at something related to just the various colors that are there. So nature is a big one for me. Second of all, science. From species to atoms, DNA molecules to forces of nature, all of them talk about a complex designer, a complex creator, and they excite me and they draw me close to God. The third, which is an interesting area for me, is archaeology. And I don't do a lot of digging up of old stuff, but when old stuff has been dug up by professionals that catalog it and pay attention, well, those are good indicators of the authenticity of some of the things that I hold to in my faith. Number four, religious writings, places in history where God may have authentically shown up. And I'm not talking about just the development of religions. I'm talking about accounts in history where God may have authentically shown up. So that's just a thought. Also, I find philosophical writings helpful to me as far as determining, answering the question, who is God? Stories of personal experience and observation, a good novel, a good story that's written can be very helpful to me. And I don't mind competing philosophies with my own philosophy. Those are good for me, and they help answer that question, who is God? Finally, personal experiences. Compelling evidence from those who are credible or those we trust personally. I think here in the genres of music, people relationships, friendships, work, enjoyable things that we do, and just engagement in personal mission. All of those things help me answer the question, who is God? So whatever approach or ways trip your trigger, there are so many ways to contemplate the living God. And perhaps in our situation, the want to comes into play the most. It takes an intentional life to sift through our distractions and to place finding God in the forefront of our minds. Perhaps you, like me, want to make it count. Just a thought.